lottery terminals. The bill narrowly cleared the Alabama Senate, but stalled in the House. And a Dallas County judge has dismissed the case against three Selma police officers who were charged with making false statements. The Attorney General's office had accused the officers of giving false statements related to a case being investigated by the AG's office. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Napa know-how. You don't have to know fancy terms like ceramic, metallic, and calipers to know that this sound isn't a good thing. And now at most Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, you'll get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on brakes. Do it yourself or have it done for you and save $75. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 5/31/19.
Mosquitoes and their friends are planning a little get-together in your yard. So the Home Depot has Memorial Day savings on Cutter Backyard Bug Control Spray for yards. Buy one now and get Cutter's Outdoor Fogger for patios free. The spray protects your lawn against mosquitoes and other insects all summer. Just connect to your garden hose, add the free fogger to protect your patio or deck, and you'll be ready for summer. Today is the day for doing, with big savings on Cutter Backyard Bug Control. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 2 per customer.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting in Lubbock. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the river region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Pentagon is drawing up plans for the White House that would call for sending up to 10,000 U.S. troops to the Middle East.
John Walker Lynn's release has law enforcement officials concerned. An internal memo circulated this week warns that he remains a committed jihadist.
Eastern Virginia Medical School has just wrapped up their independent investigation of that racist photo, with a team of lawyers saying they could not conclusively determine whether Northam is in the photograph.
Showdown at the White House. President Trump storming out of a meeting with Democratic leaders.
We believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
I don't do cover-ups.
Federal prosecutors charged attorney Michael Avenatti with stealing nearly $300,000 from his former client, Stormy Daniels.
A recall involving a popular hot dog brand, Chicago-based Vienna Beef, now recalling 2,000 pounds of beef franks.
James Holzhauer, yeah. He just keeps winning on Jeopardy.
Giving you now a total of $1,939,027.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer, give them a big thumbs up. You know, it's been raining a lot when you see a house going floating by down a river here. That Jefferson City, Missouri, that place is a wreck from that the tornadoes that came through there. It's that's the capital city of Missouri. I want to see what the capital's harm. I'm not sure you could harm that capital. The thing is solid granite. I mean, it's like a mountain out of the middle of nowhere. Okay, 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Reminder, on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, they have the cooked ribs, $14.99 a slab, beginning at 11 o'clock to 3, or when they sell out, whichever comes first. I think Saturday's going to be a big day, and I think Monday's going to be a really big day. So I would get there early. I think you can go and pay in advance, but give it a shot, check in with them, and get them the really good ribs. I will definitely be enjoying that. Richard Engel is going to tell us that they're thinking about sending 5,000 additional troops to the Middle East.
certain that this is going to cause yet another spike in the tensions with Iran. Defense officials tell NBC News that CENTCOM, which is responsible for U.S. forces in the Middle East, will ask the White House as early as today for an additional 5,000 to 10,000 troops. They are described as defensive in nature, may involve some naval assets as well. And this is just weeks after the White House hurried up the deployment of an aircraft carrier battle group. All of this is to contain Iran and to deter Iran. U.S. officials saying that there are indications that Iran is planning or increasing its readiness to attack U.S. forces in the Middle East. Iran, of course, sees this very differently. Iran says that hardliners in the administration, particularly National Security Advisor John Bolton, are trolling for a war, which Iran and U.S. officials both say they do not want. It is unclear if President Trump will approve any or all of these new requests for troop deployments.
Okay, so that's going to add a little more tension out there in the Middle East with that. I don't know, you got to be real careful when you mess around with this stuff, because one kind of screw up like the military, the Marine barracks in Lebanon, then things can go south on you really fast. Okay, we heard about the blow-up. We talked about it on the show yesterday. Let's listen to Nancy Cordes talking about the Trump blow-up.
President Trump now says congressional Democrats had better stop investigating his presidency. He abruptly cut off a White House meeting with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer yesterday. The president says he was upset that Pelosi accused him of a cover-up. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill.
By the president's own admission, it was that term, cover-up, that set him off and led to his ultimatum. Either Democrats drop their investigations of him, or he won't work with them, even on issues he cares about.
Get these phony investigations over with.
The president viewed his walkout as a power play. Speaker Pelosi called it a temper tantrum.
I pray for the president of the United States. And I pray for the United States of America.
To watch what happened in the White House would make your jaw drop.
Their standoff put a stake in what was one of their few areas of common ground.
I told Senator Schumer, Speaker Pelosi, I want to do infrastructure. You can't do it under these circumstances.
I can't mess up on that. I won't have to come back to that clip. Let's go to Pompeo talking about the Iran and the potential new deployment here.
So, Mr. Secretary, we understand it's going to be an intense day today. Word is out that the Pentagon's asking for 5,000 troops to go into the region. It's revolving around the threat that you know about coming from Iran. What could you tell us here today?
So the threat is real. It's been credible. Without getting into specifics, you can be sure that President Trump will ensure that we have all the resources necessary to respond in the event that the Islamic Republic of Iran should decide to attack Americans or American interests or some of our great soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines who are serving in that region or the diplomats serving in Iraq or elsewhere. The exact force posture the president's looking at every day. We're evaluating the risks, making sure that we have it right. This is an important mission. We have 40 years of terror coming out of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and President Trump is determined to change the course of that regime.
There are stories that in the country of Iran, the sanctions have taken such a toll, the people are desperate. I mean, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of unrest in the country. So ultimately, the sanctions are working. The question is, what do they do next?
Yeah, the sanctions have certainly had their intended effect, that they have put constraints on the leadership in Iran's ability to foment terror. Mm-hmm. Right, there are Hezbollah soldiers who are no longer being paid or being paid a fraction of what they were being paid before. Their ability to expand their terror network around has been reduced. The previous administration took a different path. They underwrote that government, giving them hundreds of billions of dollars and the ability to put the terror team in place that we're seeing today, the very terror threat that we're facing. President Trump's taken a very different course of action. We're determined to stop not only their nuclear program and from them ever getting a nuclear weapon, but to prevent them from building out their missile program and conducting terror campaigns.
You remember, Dr. Sorensen shared that same thing about these sanctions, and they don't have the cash flow that they did because they're basically funding the country through oil, and then part of what those proceeds are doing are going to actually pay the Hamas fighters and fighters that are over in Lebanon and things like that. So they're not able to do that, so they're not able to take that terror and kind of move it on and move it out of Iran and have an influence in those, project an influence over in those areas of the world. So they're kind of feeling it. So now we're going to listen to Pompeo. He's going to talk about sanctions working, but then he's going to be talking about Team Obama meeting with Iran.
So the sanctions are working and they're retaliating as a result?
Yeah, I think that's true. It's a little more complicated than that, in the sense of you have to remember the history. They killed 600 American soldiers long before
our pressure. Just the ones that are unclassified that we
know of. That's right, just before the pressure campaign. They blew up an embassy. There's a long history of Iranian terror that long predates our sanctions efforts. So this isn't just about our sanctions. This is about the nature of this theocratic regime, these kleptocrats in Tehran. We're determined to push back against
them. And Mr. Secretary, there's no doubt about it. Dianne Feinstein is ranking member in the Intelligence Committee, having meetings with the foreign minister, Zarif, having dinner with him, bragging to people that she has his cell phone. And what about the fact that people have said, and the president has brought up, that John Kerry is essentially giving a message to wait out this 4 years, wait out this president, then we'll get somebody else in there. Have you felt that, and has that affected your job?
Undoubtedly, and it's true. I mean, I was in Munich when I saw not only Kerry, but Wendy Sherman, Ernest Moniz, the whole gang that crafted that terrible deal. They were there. They met with the Iranian leadership. I can't tell you the exact details of what they said.
Has that ever happened before?
I can't tell you, but it's unusual, and more importantly, it's wrong. Every American should support America's foreign policy. They had their moment. They had their day. It's time to get off the stage. These acts border. We all know the Logan Act. We all know the risk that is taken when people act as private citizens on behalf of the United States government.
What about John Brennan briefing Democrats yesterday? What is John Brennan briefing Democrats on Iran for?
You'll have to ask the Democrats. I mean, this is the man who directed the CIA at the time that this terror regime grew. I couldn't tell you why they were looking to him for expertise on this issue.
Okay, so did he come up with a little Freudian slip there? I can't tell you exactly what they said. Now, did he say, I cannot tell you exactly what he said because he knows what they said? Or did he say, I just don't know what they were, was he basically inferring he didn't know what they were saying? Because if he was saying, I cannot tell you exactly what they said because he knows that, that would let me know that there was some type of eavesdropping that was in on that. And that would be legitimate. You have a foreign country leader of an enemy of ours who is talking to a U.S. citizen, John Kerry, and so that would fall under FISA.
Of course it would. Though I wonder, how would that work at a summit sort of situation?
Shame on them if they get caught. I mean, every summit we ever went to, we went through painstaking eavesdropping deals. You have a machine you bring into a room, and it goes through all the spectrum of all the frequencies that are out there.
Okay.
And it finds things. And so once it goes in and sees all the frequencies, you mark all those down. Then if you see any new frequency, they come in, and you check them all out. If you see any new frequency come in, then all of a sudden alarms go off. But somebody's doing an eavesdropping on you through either parabolic, or they're doing it from laser or something like that.
Yeah, it's not clear from what he said in that clip whether or not he knows he doesn't want to tell anybody or he just doesn't know.
I kind of funny feeling he knows. I'm just saying, you know?
Fair enough, yeah.
Just saying. Okay, now he's going to be talking about, let me see the next one here. He's going to be talking about John Walker Lynn and letting him go.
John Walker Lynn, the so-called American Taliban, after serving his time, he was sentenced to 20 years for his, he went from the United States to Afghanistan, enlisted with the Taliban, was involved in the death of Johnny Mike Spann. Now, after close to 20 years, he's being sprung, although a couple of years early, because the prison board decided, you know what, good behavior, let's let him out.
Unexplainable and unconscionable. I led the CIA. Johnny Michael Spann was one of ours.
Yeah.
He's on the wall. He's a man of enormous integrity and courage. And we're now allowing someone who was involved in his death out of jail after what is a relatively short sentence. I recalls a review of our processes, all the things that went into this day where he's being allowed out early. I think we need to review it all. He still, as I understand it, still is threatening the United States of America and still committed connected to the very jihad that he engaged in that killed a great American and a great CIA officer. There's something deeply troubling and wrong.
Openly
about this.
Still calls for extremist violence. So how is that good behavior?
Yeah, you'd have to ask the right. judge who is disconnected from my understanding of good behavior in the most right. fundamental way. I can't account for how you could look at someone like this fellow and his continued views on the world and describe
and
that
the family
as,
is so upset, the family of the CIA.
And properly so.
If what he says is true, that he is making threats, then I'm shocked at that. And I'd be running to that judge and saying, Judge, look at what he's done. But they said he's basically because of good behavior, and he's right at that 85% mark that I mentioned to you, that 17 of the 20 years. So let's do this now. Let's finish up with Pompeo. He's going to be talking about Russia and meeting with them.
Mr. Secretary, you had a chance to meet one-on-one with Vladimir Putin. And we also had your predecessor, Rex Tillerson, walk in the halls testifying over the weekend, saying, yesterday actually, saying that the President of the United States was really out-prepared by Vladimir Putin when they met a couple of years ago to talk about for 2.5 hours. What was that meeting like, Vladimir Putin like? Were you able to get any points across, for example, what they're doing in Venezuela that would change their behavior?
I think we had a constructive meeting. Look, there's places we're just never going to see eye to eye. We just have different views. It's not a democracy. Our two governments are very different. My mission set that I was sent there by President Trump was to find places where we can have common understandings. And there are a handful. I worked on counterterrorism with my counterparts there. I think we saved both American and Russian lives. There's places in Syria and Afghanistan where we have a common set of interest in taking down terror threats. But I was very clear about American interest, and President Trump is as committed as anyone to protecting those American interests against the Russians.
Did it change any behavior in Venezuela?
We'll see. Only time will tell.
Mm-hmm. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back after this break.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All I want to do when I wake up in the morning is see your eyes. Rosanna, Rosanna. Never thought that a girl like you could ever care for me.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
For the right tires and expert service, count on Tire City. For all models and makes, we do whatever it takes.
This is Jared from Tire City. At Tire City, we know that summer is a great time to get out and enjoy those all-terrain vehicles. Before you start hitting the backwoods trails or go mud rotting, be sure to check your tires. If they're wearing thin, Tire City has a deal you won't want to pass up. You can get a set of BF Goodrich all-terrain KO2s for only $815. That's a savings of $335. With our discounted price and your rebate, you can have fun knowing you are riding on the best tire for your Jeep, truck, or sport utility vehicle. The BF Goodrich all-terrain KO2 was developed to give you confidence and control on and off the road. Summer's here for just a few short months, so don't put off having fun because of bad tires. Make sure your summer is one to remember. The inventory is limited, so come see us at Tire City on the Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale Mall and the Southern Boulevard at Woodley Road in the Capitol Plaza Shopping Center. Your friends at Tire City wish you a happy and safe Memorial Day holiday.
I'm Dick Brubaker. My family's been in the car business for over 70 years, and we have a name you can trust. We have locations in Montgomery and Prattville to make it convenient for you to get the vehicle you want at the price you need. As we celebrate the savings, join us for the Memorial Day sales event going on now through May 31st at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can save up to $12,645 on a new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Quad Cab. More space, more storage, more leather, more technology. It's truly the best combination of grit and grace. It's the Memorial Day sales event going on now at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Stock number R9104. See dealer for details. Offer ends 5/31/19.
This Memorial Day is our Brubaker family commemorates all men and women who have died in the military service defending the United States. We also salute those who are actively serving. We thank you and your families for the sacrifice.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, let's go back into the Nancy Cordes. I'm sorry for getting that out of line. You may need to play cut one so we cut two will make sense.
All right, just play them together?
No, go ahead and just do cut two. If it doesn't make sense, go back.
White House sources tell CBS News that President Trump, an avid cable news watcher, exploded after he saw Pelosi say this just before their meeting.
We believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
President Trump walked into the meeting with a dozen Democratic leaders and walked out again 3 minutes later.
I don't do cover-ups.
Slamming their investigations at a hastily called Rose Garden press conference.
When I went to Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, I don't say, oh, let's call Russia. Maybe they can. It's a hoax.
Both Pelosi and Mr. Trump see benefits to their tough talk. Pelosi gets points with increasingly restless liberal members.
I think he should be impeached.
His campaign chairman is in prison. Don't tell me there's not enough to debate here.
And Mr. Trump's aides say he feels punching back is a good re-election strategy.
The I word. Can you imagine?
President Trump is shooting back at Pelosi's claim that he had a temper tantrum on Twitter. He said that he was, quote, personally very polite and calm during the meeting. Democrats argue that the real reason he walked out, Anthony, is because he knows that the issue they were discussing, infrastructure, is a tough one for him and that he can't sell that $2 trillion package, they say, to his own party.
I tell you what, Nancy Pelosi came out. Some of the stuff she said today in her news conference, just unbelievable. I mean, how she labels things where tax fraud and stealing from Americans with the Trump tax plan.
Mm.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. And they have bought into their own crap and saying that we really are getting stuff done. No, you're not. You're not getting crap done.
Well, and I hate this sort of news story because we weren't there in the meeting. We are told what's happened, and both sides, I think the Democrats are spinning here. Like when Schumer said what happened to them would make your jaw drop. Like,
yeah, no, it wouldn't have.
Give me a break, Chuck. I bet what happened is he came in there, said something to the effect of, I don't appreciate what y'all just did. He probably, knowing who Trump is, said what he said at the Rose Garden press conference.
Yeah.
Something to that effect pretty quick and then left. I mean, that's it probably wasn't that big of a deal, though, in terms of shocking and a blow up.
And that's what happens is they've got to, it's what has Donald Trump done wrong today? And they're going to beat him up as much as they can. Is this the way, it's what they do, without a doubt. Okay, so Justin Politano is going to be weighing in on some things. And here's the deal. The state of New York passed a piece of legislation that the governor has yet to sign that basically singles out to give Donald Trump's taxes to the Congress. This is so outrageous, so over the top, and this is what the problem is.
Give his state return, state tax
right.
returns?
Yeah. So they'll have some type of roadmap. So let's listen in to Jess Napolitano explaining the law on the tax returns.
New York state lawmakers passing a bill giving Congress a way to obtain President Trump's state tax returns. The big question is this constitutional and should the president fight it in court?
Here to weigh in is Fox News senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, what do you think about this? They changed the law.
Look, the statute can't be based on hatred. The Supreme Court has said that. So if the statute was written because the Democrats in the state of New York hate the president and want to find a way to invade his privacy or interfere with his presidency, he must challenge the statute and he will prevail in the challenge because the Supreme Court has never, never upheld a statute based on hatred. Does it target him? Absolutely. We know it targets him because the original version of it just targeted him. And then one of the lawyers in the legislature said, I think you better make this a little broader than just the president. So we have some plausible deniability when he challenges
it. Right, but when you say it's based on hatred, I'm sure the Democrats would say, look, it's based on, we just want the facts. We want to know, is there probable cause? Is there something in his tax returns that looks a little suspicious?
What legitimate governmental purpose is served to the state of New York by selectively exposing the private tax returns of one of its taxpayers? When the government targets somebody, writes a statute just for an individual, the bar over which the government has to jump is very high. It's called a compelling state interest. What compelling state interest
None.
Does the state of New York, Councillor Kilmeade, is right as usual?
There's
right.
a political interest.
But that's not a compelling state interest.
This just shows you how over the top it is, the Democrats are getting here. I'm watching the president, the first lady, do out at Arlington Cemetery where they take the American flags and they put them on each of the grave sites. And I have watched these guys do this before. It really is something.
Yeah.
What most people don't realize, what they do is they have a marker on their boot. And what they do is they put the flag in to where the top of the flag goes to the marker that's on their leg.
Oh, wow.
That's why they're all symmetrical. And I can guarantee you they're going to go back and change theirs.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't be symmetrical. But I watched, I mean, they will have like 100 troops out there with backpacks full of American flags putting those in, because you're talking about thousands upon thousands upon thousands of graves. And it is something, folks, to drive by Arlington Cemetery and see an American flag in front of every single one of those graves.
Well, and that's the guy who, well, one of the guys, but the guy who killed bin Laden, right?
Right.
Sitting there talking to Perino, Dana Perino. Yeah, it's so funny, the guy who killed bin Laden looks like such an all-American farm boy.
Yeah, because he is an all-American farm boy.
Exactly.
He's from cancer or something like that. But I'll tell you something, it's every Memorial Day in Washington, D.C. is a very special day. It, you need to go by. Everybody should go by the Iwo Jima Monument, which is at the base of Arlington Cemetery, and then go up to the Lincoln Mansion, and then most people would then drive through Arlington Cemetery, and it really is something to see that. It will just make you realize the price that was paid. News on 93.1, we're top T-Spear, coming back to you. Right after this.
Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a kid,
I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box store, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's concerned about President Trump's well-being and the well-being of the United States.
I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
President Trump walked out of his meeting with her yesterday, a couple of hours after she accused him of being engaged in a cover-up. Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says,
the idea as a Speaker of the United States Congress would walk out and claim something that was not true right before she walks to meet with the president, to me, that's irresponsible.
The president tweeted this morning, the Democrats have become known as the do-nothing party. Some bipartisanship today, though, at the Capitol. The House passes a bill 417-3, making it easier for small businesses to join together to offer retirement plans. It also repeals the maximum age for retirement account savings. That bill now goes to the Senate. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not only do we have a May heat wave, it looks like we'll be rewriting the record book over the next several days with a potential for tying and breaking several records through Monday. For today, sunny and hot, high temperatures somewhere in the middle 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, warm, dry, overnight low 71. Tomorrow, high temperature around 96 or 97. We'll probably have a record high in the upper 90s on Saturday. Sunday and Memorial Day Monday, you know, 99 to 100, somewhere in there. We've never been to 100, so it would be the all-time record high in May for Montgomery. No rain in the forecast until perhaps somewhere in the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Got two good friends for the show, with the show. Own Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you doing today? Did you hear that potential 100?
Yeah, we're going to get to 100, no doubt. But, that's okay. It's Alabama. We had a beautiful, cool spring. So, gosh, that's okay. The FCC does not allow me to give my true passionate feelings for the Democrats.
Aww, we could dump it.
Yes, I hate for you guys to get fined for my language on the radio. But it would. It's to me, it's obvious that with what's coming up next week, they're trying to jump the gun on the whole conversation to damage everything Donald Trump has done before the truth comes out. I don't think they're fooling anybody. And everything they say has no grounds to it. And I hope Judge Napolitano was right. They don't need to be passing people's state tax returns to the Congress.
Absolutely. That's outrageous.
Yeah. It's out of control to a level that I have never seen before. Watergate and Bill Clinton stuff doesn't compare to this. And this is very reminiscent of Bill Clinton, I'll say again, and I've said it over and over again. This is just what Bob Barr did to Bill Clinton. And Bob Barr got Bill Clinton to the damn impeachment hearing, too. And unfortunately, he was my congressman during this whole time, and I was embarrassed. But they're doing to Trump what they did to Clinton, except they had some on Clinton. They don't have nothing on Trump.
Yeah, I kind of caught wind of something on MSNBC last night. They were asked, and they normally don't even talk about this, that when the IG report comes out, what do you expect from it? The immediate answer of one of the people there was, "I think this will be a big nothing burger." And that tells me that was a talking point. And the guy just got a little ahead of it. Because I think what they do is they'll give the talking points out because it could happen at any time. And so everybody's got their sheet music. They're ready to go. And that's what they're going to be. They're going to say, "There's nothing in here. There's nothing here at all. Keep moving on." And they're just going to say it's nothing, even though it's going to be a big something.
Yeah. Well, it's what they started yesterday. And now every news organization in the world, including DW News, is talking about what Nancy Pelosi said. And that is top news story of the day everywhere in the world. And, of course, let's not forget who started the major networks. The U.S. government with Edison at GE and NBC, and then CBS was established by the federal government. So, unfortunately, now they have become a direct wing of propaganda for the government. I'm concerned about it. I'm not concerned as Donald Trump, because I know he's the only guy in the world tough enough to take this crap. And my kudos go out to him and his wonderful wife that everybody in the press corps is scared to death of. And I wish they would go after her, because they would damn sure be sorry they did, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. She's if they go after her, they tried in some backhanded ways, and it backfired on them.
Yes, and she will put on her battle fatigues and get out her Kalashnikov and take care of them. Thank you. Roll Tide. Go Trump.
Have a great day. Stay cool. Let's go to T-Spear. T-Spear, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, good afternoon on such a warm summer day, early summer day, late spring day, I tell you what. And to give everybody a perspective of that, this morning at 0700 hours, a United States Marine or a United States soldier or SEAL got up, pulled on approximately 50 to 70 pounds of gear and walked out into a desert temperature. It ain't that hot, ladies and gentlemen. Suck it up and deal with it.
There you go.
I have a question.
Sure.
What is going to happen to the Democrats when they finally figure out, especially those in New York, when they finally figure out that those same maniacal rules that they have passed in order to destroy Trump can be used to destroy them, too? Have they not realized that situation goes both ways? It's not just one way. It's not just one scenario. It's both scenarios. You can't have laws. I'm sorry.
No problem. A Memorial Day dog.
Can't pass laws that only impact one individual. You have to pass laws that are fair for everybody.
Right.
And if it's fair for
I think if you're talking about the New York State thing, I think that's going to get struck down.
Well, that's absolutely ludicrous. And somebody needs to jiggle their chain and let them know that they are putting their own nooses in the neck when they pull that stunt. And as far as Arlington is concerned, my word for Arlington is humbled. Because I am humbled. And I was humbled when I walked up that hill and where the Marine Corps Memorial is, and I turned and I looked at row upon row upon row of white marker of people who have given their lives for this country. And for those people who do not love this country and understand what this country is about, I invite you to leave, because you don't deserve to be here. y'all have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
Thanks,
for all
Spirit.
Of those who have passed, my humblest appreciation.
Thank you for the telephone call. I appreciate you an awful lot. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. Let's go to the phones and go to Barbara. Barbara, we want to get you in before the break.
Good afternoon. Thank you. Quick comment.
Sure.
I do not believe that my God hears Nancy Pelosi, who is, we know is a liar, and Lord knows what else she underhanded things she has done. But my question is, I haven't heard anything about Ginsburg. Is she still kicking? Is she still going, to the office or whatever?
She is.
Are they carrying her, or does she get there on her own?
She, she's got a bodyguard and she has a driver, but she's supposed to allegedly be doing workout every morning also.
Okay. Well, I just hadn't heard anything lately.
Yeah,
so.
She was in the last Supreme Court when they had come together. She was there. She didn't ask any questions, but she was there.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Enjoy the show as usual.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate
Thank you
calling
Dan.
In today. Thank you, Barbara. News on 93.1, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Let me see my clips here to see which way we want to go. I'm sorry?
We still have cut two of Judge Napolitano.
Yes, let's do the Deutsche Bank.
Let's talk about something else. They also say they also push back at the president, pushing back. They're trying to get his bank record from Deutsche Bank and from Capital One.
He lost that yesterday. A federal judge right here in Manhattan said that Deutsche Bank surrendered the documents to surrender them right away. For all we know, they may have been surrendered already because he didn't stay his order. But the president's people this morning need to file an application to stay, to stop, to delay that opinion until an appeals court can hear it. He's had two major losses so far. These are trial judges. Obviously, they're going to go to an appellate court. One where the Democrats subpoenaed his financial records from his accountants.
Right.
The other where the House of Representatives subpoenaed his financial records from his lender, Deutsche Bank. So they didn't go to him. They went to the custodian of the records who are just anxious to get out of the case.
That, and I have heard nothing that they asked for a stay of that. And maybe everything's on the down low QT. But that one's going to be one to watch. This is kind of interesting. We have one member of Congress who just totally was out of place saying that she thought these deaths of migrants was planned by the Trump administration. But this is a 10-year-old migrant girl died. But this is something that happened 8 months ago.
CBS News has confirmed that a 6 migrant child is known to have died after crossing into the U.S. The Health and Human Services Department said yesterday that the little 10-year-old girl died 8 months ago. Omar Villafranca is at the Border Patrol Processing Center in McAllen, Texas, with more on this story.
Many children are brought to this processing center, but just to be clear, the little girl who died in September did not die here. But the head of the Hispanic Congressional Caucus is accusing the Trump administration of trying to cover up her death. The Department of Health and Human Services tells CBS News that in March 2018, a 10-year-old girl entered the care of the Office of Refugee Resettlement in San Antonio. They say she had a history of congenital heart defects and following a surgical procedure became comatose. Then, in September, at a hospital near family in Nebraska, she died due to fever and respiratory distress. The revelation comes just days after Carlos Hernandez died while in Border Patrol custody. The 16-year-old from Guatemala was diagnosed with the flu at the main Border Patrol processing facility in McAllen. Intake of migrants at that facility was temporarily suspended Tuesday after 32 people were diagnosed with the flu.
We continue to face tragedies at the border, particularly with regard to the safety of children.
They actually have a member of Congress that said, I think that they're doing this intentionally. That just, again, shows you how out of touch these people really are. This is the second part of the story from CBS.
On Capitol Hill Wednesday, Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan was confronted by Illinois Democrat Lauren Underwood about the situation at the border.
At this point, with five kids that have died, 5,000 separated from their families, I feel like, and the evidence is really clear, that this is intentional. It's intentional. It's a policy choice being made on purpose by this administration, and it's cruel and inhumane.
That's an appalling accusation, and our men and women fight hard to protect people in our custody every single day.
This will not be the last death. There are going to be more.
Catherine Hampton works for the advocacy group Physicians for Human Rights. She says these deaths are an inevitable consequence of a system that detains thousands of migrant children.
The entire medical community have been warning that this is going to happen. What I'm most terrified of in this moment is that we're going to become so desensitized that these deaths don't mean anything anymore.
Here at the McAllen Processing Center, the Border Patrol told us to stop the spread of the flu. They sanitized the building, they did more medical assessments, and they also gave medical care where it was needed. And after all that, normal operations resumed yesterday afternoon.
Omar, just more great reporting from you and your team down there. I guess the big question now is, why are we only hearing today about that child's death if it happened all the way back in September?
Interesting note, because government agencies like HHS or ORR don't have to publicly report a migrant child's death. They just have to report it internally and to child welfare groups. And that may be one of the reasons why we're just hearing about it now.
I cannot believe that member of Congress from Illinois said that. And it just shows you how loaded everything is.
Yep.
And how they don't trust anybody else on either side. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Hi, hello, it's me, Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. Are you looking for maintenance-free living? Check out this can't-miss condo at the Orchards here in Montgomery. 7935 Plum Orchard Way is ready for anyone who wants to enjoy totally maintenance-free living while being conveniently located to the interstates and East Chase. A small neighborhood, less yard work, and more privacy. With access to the pool, the fitness center, and the clubhouse. Call me, Eddie Bader, today at 322-0662 or my partner Diana Henderson at 318-1800 to see this can't-miss condo today.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228 is where we are. Yeah, we got a lot going on here. We're going to get into the juicy stuff now. Nunes had a really interesting interview, and he's going to be talking about the foreign actors. He was on Sean Hannity last night.
Congressman, let's talk about the letter, and is there any possibility in your mind, and if so, how strong, that there might have been people in our intelligence community, not rank and file, that perhaps outsourced what would be illegal intelligence gathering to our ally, random countries like Great Britain, Australia,
uh-oh,
maybe Italy?
Well, I think we can be sure about one thing, and that is that on foreign soil, someone was running operations against Trump campaign people. Now, we don't know if that was our government, if it was the British government, or if it was some type of firm of some kind that was doing it. But I think it is definitely a fact, Sean, that at least on British soil, possibly on Italian soil, there were activities going on that we need to get to the bottom of. And look, it's been very frustrating because we've been asking these questions and we're not getting them from places like the FBI. So as you probably know, the president is getting ready to head to London here in a couple weeks to spend time with the Queen. I've spent a lot of time with the intelligence officials from the UK. And so, look, I think we need to get some answers here.
Now, he said something interesting. He said, our government, and then he said, or a business. Would that be like Fusion GPS? Where they were paying somebody to go do some stuff. There's some contacts that they had. John, you're going to hear something from John Solomon in a little bit. And this is what makes me think all this is kind of coming together, because everybody's kind of trying to get in front of this story so when it breaks and kind of go, yeah, this is what we were talking about. It's almost like they want to be able to be there so they can kind of counteract the there's no there type stuff. Okay, so now Nunes is going to be talking about the British documents.
Congressman, we now know, and it's getting deeper every day, we know that in closed-door testimony, Bruce Orr warned everybody in August of 2016 about the dossier being unverified, about Hillary paying for it, about still hating Donald Trump. We also know 10 days before the first FISA application was filed, signed by Jim Comey, that in fact, upper echelon again, not rank and file, FBI people, they were all warned, Department of Justice people warned, that in fact Steele had a political agenda, he had an election day deadline. Now we also know that in fact spies were sent in vis-a-vis Stefan Halper for Carter Page, Papadopoulos, Sam Clovis, on top of the spying, basically through the FISA warrant into all things Trump. But what else are we going to find out?
Well, I know this much about Christopher Steele and that and his dossier. You know, I've read plenty of intelligence reports. I've met with plenty of British officials that are in intelligence, not only in the UK, but here and abroad. They've been very valuable allies to us. They're not idiots, Sean. There is no possible way that British intelligence folks read the Christopher Steele dossier and didn't just laugh. Okay, so I actually believe that Mueller knows that the Mueller dossier team knew that the Brits actually, I think, did give us some warning. So, but we can't get that information. I think there are things that Mueller knew about. I think the Brits probably did raise concerns about Steele's credibility to the new administration. But of course, we can't get those documents, and it's what we continue to try to get. And I think hopefully it's what the U.S. attorney out of Connecticut is going to get to the bottom of.
I know.
There's so much that, like, we don't know that these congressmen have apparently known for a little while. And I'm happy to see that there are people now appointed by the Justice Department actually putting this all together. Because the media can't do it for
us. Well, the people who have seen it, and Nunes is one of the people who have seen this stuff. Meadows is another one. Meadows, and he's going to be a while from now, but you're going to hear Meadows say some things that you kind of go, oh, yeah. So Nunes is going to stay with Sean Hannity. Let me make sure I'm okay with time. Yep. And he's going to be talking about the FISA court needs to take action here.
Is this a true statement that with all the warnings ahead of time, that the FISA applications with your memo, Grassley Graham memo, bulk of information, unverified, Clinton bought and paid for, they lied by omission, and they lied straight up saying it was verified, but we know it's an unverifiable document. Now we know Steele doesn't stand behind it, that this was a premeditated conspiracy to commit fraud on a FISA court. Do you believe that as I do?
Well, we made a criminal referral that there was a conspiracy to fraud the FISA court. We also made one that there was also a conspiracy to manipulate intelligence. You had on John Solomon earlier. He has filed a request with the court. The easiest way to clean this up and the quickest way would be for the FISA court itself, for the FISC, the secret court, to come out and take action against all of these top-level people, the Department of Justice and the FBI, who fraudulently produced information to the court. Because if not, if the court doesn't do this, we're going to run through all this between the IG and the U.S. attorney, the work that we continue have to do. And look, at the end of the day, it's not going to be believable that we should have a secret court in this country if they can't take action to enforce people that deliberately lie to them.
I absolutely agree with that. I think that the foundation of the FISA court will be, when this thing comes out, particularly among some Republicans and conservatives and libertarians, they're going to go, this is way too much, particularly if you don't put the sunset provision in there. Let's go to the phones and go to Jason. Jason, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. How are you today, my friend?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm very good.
I will say the issue with the FISA court is that every American should be concerned with the FISA court. It shouldn't just be this situation. The entire creation of it was insane. And the idea that it's secret and they can do all kind of things kind of under the covers. And it's just like Joey said, there's a lot of stuff we don't know. And typically all the stuff we get is secondhand, secondary, tertiary information. And we just kind of wait for bits and pieces to finally come out. And it typically doesn't go in our favor. But the reason why I was calling was I just had a question. If we take the premise of this clip and some of the things you've been saying and say that the entire investigation, obstruction and whatever the other parties, I can't remember. Oh, collusion. Or conspiracy in this case. If we say the entire genesis of that was fraudulent and that it shouldn't have happened and that the FISA court was defrauded and all of that, wouldn't Rosenstein, Sessions, Ray, all the people that have been in the Trump administration that have overseen the investigation, specifically the Mueller investigation, to its conclusion, wouldn't they be complicit in that? Because they would have to know the genesis of the investigation that they were conducting. And not only just conducting, but also, when Rosenstein extended the investigation or allowed the investigation to continue, wouldn't they be complicit? Because they would have all the information you had. Actually have more.
I'm not. Who are you? Which name the people that you think would be conflicted?
Everybody that's been in the DOJ for the past 2 years. All of them. Whoever those leaders are.
You need to separate some things. While the Mueller investigation was going on, there's a very limited investigation that was happening on the FISA. The FISA stuff got ramped up when the Mueller report was finally cleared. And then everything started going full tilt. And these guys just haven't finished it yet. You've got the IG, Horowitz. He's going to come out with something. I don't think he's conflicted. I think he's going to say exactly what happened. And then you've got Uber from Utah. And is he going to add anything to this? And then you have Durham from Connecticut. And I think he's going to have a lot to say about this.
Yeah, but the whole idea of the investigation that Trump started with Carter Page, right? That's at least in theory.
That was the beginning. That allegedly was the beginning, but I think we have to find out